I think it's important to remember that the key points of dispute around the dam are technical in nature. They're about how quickly Ethiopia should take to fill up the dam, how that is going to affect water flow in times of extended drought, and how that would be addressed. And then to agree on a dispute resolution mechanism for potential future disagreements. Given the technical nature of these issues, it's logical to try to keep the negotiations at a local level, at an experts level, so that they can come to terms on these technical matters without making them a political point of discussion. And so the AU provides a natural forum for this and has been an ongoing forum for these discussions for some time. I think the concern by Sudan and Egypt is that at this point, Ethiopia does not feel any urgency to come to an agreement, that it feels that it's filling up the dam and there isn't any concrete end date for the negotiations. And so Egypt and Sudan are hoping that by bringing in international actors, it can exert more pressure on Ethiopia to bargain in good faith and come to a more timely resolution of the negotiations.
Ethiopian spokesperson also stressed that Ethiopia has the natural and legal right to utilize its water resources fairly and equitably without causing significant harm to downstream countries. However, Ethiopia is planning a second filling and an expansion of the dam's height without any agreement with Sudan or Egypt. What is the way out of the troubled negotiations between the three countries?
Well, it's interesting. When these negotiations began, Ethiopia's key objective was to establish its right to tap the headwaters of the Blue Nile, which originate in Ethiopia, for its domestic needs. At this point, that objective has widely been recognized by Sudan and Egypt. So really, the focus now is on the second part of that statement, that how does Ethiopia tap these resources without damaging the interest of the downstream countries, Sudan and Egypt? And I think that's really the focus of the negotiations now, is how can Ethiopia, as a reliable partner, demonstrate and provide assurances to the downstream countries that they won't be harmed by the actions that Ethiopia is taking? And I think that is the more broad-based perspective that needs to be brought into the discussion that Ethiopia needs to understand for this process to move forward. It isn't just a matter of getting what it can out of this, but how does it create an ongoing mechanism, an ongoing forum for collaboration among these countries that are all sharing the same resources, so that there will be a trust and a sense of reliability that each side will be able to access the water that it needs.